Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 10 of our of our journey together as we reach the almost halfway point. It's amazing what's transpired so far for some of you, and maybe even more amazing for some of you that may be resisting still. So make sure that at the end of our call, I know that yesterday there were a couple questions I did not see, and we'll answer those questions today. So we'll get to them later, but for now, good morning, Gregory and Gail.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
All right. So, Gail, hand it over to you.
So, day 10. Wow. Moving along. So today we're going to center on a focus at the heart again. And at the heart center, you have full awareness of the eternal spirit of abundance present in your life. Whether you realize it or not, it's there. And this flow is a radiation of pure energy source for your total and complete fulfillment. Always there. As you feel the flow and exercise your ability to easily receive, the energy grows. It doesn't diminish, for it is endless, eternal, and infinite. And as this energy grows, you'll notice the speed of things just picking up. Being in the flow is like riding a wave. You go with it and navigate as your awareness evolves, as you become more attuned to what's going on. Becoming comfortable in accepting the flow requires you to maintain an open heart and allow the opening to expand in the goodness of divine love. The heart companion reminds you of the pulsating energy flow and calls you to center from within, where the power lies. So if you feel off center, put your hand on your heart companion, come back to that center. As your clarity and trust grows, the ride becomes easier and more joyful. Don't analyze it, just be. This is the abundant life you have been calling forth. The blessings are within and reminding you to easily and effortlessly allow. It's your time. It is now. So let's begin. Get into a relaxed position, hands and legs uncrossed, eyes opened or closed. And hold your heart companion or your eye connect at the heart center. And just breathe and experience your flow of energy. Take several breaths and notice, bring your attention to the flow of energy. It just is, and it feels wonderful. It calls you to let any old resistance drop so you can be fully present now. Just breathe out any distractions. Let it go. In this present moment, all exists, and then you are in the flow. You are here now, fully engaged in the abundance of universe. And it is magnificent. Feeling centered in this energy, take another deep cleansing breath, and on the out-breath as you release the air, allow the sound VAM to resonate through you. We'll do this three times. VAM. allow your body to absorb the blessings and send them out to others and to the universe. You are immersed in feelings of gratitude as you share. And now let's make the same sound again, three times in closing. And again, do it with me. Ba. The flow to establish roots into Mother Earth and bless all beings and all life. Okay, and I'll hand it over to you now.
All right. So today we're on day 9 of our statements, and what we're doing now is we're kind of coming around the curve here before we go back to statement number 1, and we're becoming more aware of the truth. This statement begins to just really bring us into that space. When I am aware of the spirit self within me as my total fulfillment, I am totally fulfilled. I am now aware of this truth. I have found the secret of life, and I relax in the knowledge that the activity of divine abundance is eternally operating in my life. I simply have to be aware of this flow, the radiation of that creative energy, which is continuously, easily, and effortlessly pouring forth from my divine spirit. I am now aware. I am now in the flow. Now, the interesting thing about the three I ams that jump out in this particular statement is, I am totally fulfilled, I am now aware, and I am in the flow. And if you really read this statement, it never says once that you have to believe it. It does. You know, the universe doesn't care if you believe it or not. It really doesn't. But the awareness brings into alignment the possibility of us human beings being more understanding of the truth. All it says here is that as long as I am aware of this truth, that I have found the secret of life, and I relax in the knowledge. It says I relax. It doesn't say I get tensed up. Doesn't mean I resist. Doesn't mean I judge. That I relax. And if we could just do that, for those of you that I could just feel the tension, and some of you just holding your shoulders tight, just let it go. Because this is saying, I am in the flow. And I always try to share the analogy of how I kind of see this particular statement as it relates to the rest of the statements and actually the entire class. And I relate it to a river because I love water and I love being around rivers and streams. And the interesting thing about a river is that a river of water will always find its end. It always finds where it's going to go. But the interesting thing about a river is that there are places in the river that could get scary because of the white water. There are places in the river where it's slow. There are places in the river where it's dried up and not doing anything. And so if you could just imagine that there's this beautiful river and we're just kind of in inner tubes, the river of life. And I'm going to describe where some of you may be in this river, and you can decide where you fit. So some of us are in this river, in this inner tube, and we're sitting in this inner tube. In one of my classes, one of my students says, oh, no, I'm in a bigger one so I can bring my cooler with me. So I said, fine. So some of us are in this inner tube or in this boat, and we're just okay. We're in the flow. I am fulfilled and I am aware. And so I am also accepting and aware of this thing called life, and I'm okay doing life on life's terms, not mine. And so that person is okay with no matter what happens in life. If the waters get fast, they also recognize at some point that the water will slow down. And then there's a person who's in that's got the inner tube. Can you imagine this? They're outside of the tube. They can't even get themselves in the inner tube, and they're kind of splashing around and struggling with life. They're struggling with the being comfortable and letting go. They're struggling with the idea that this is just life, and that when we surrender to it and when we release the resistance and judgment to it, all is well. Of course, then there's the person who is just flat out doesn't even have the inner tube. They're just in the water drowning in what seems to them to be this overpowering force of water or life that consumes them. Oh, and then we got the one that's on the inner tube, but has somehow gotten scared and gotten into fear, doubt, and disbelief, and disconnected from what we talked about a few days earlier, the 99.999% pure energy, which I call God, Source, Universe, Creator, and they're hanging on to a branch. They've gotten down the river, and they've grabbed a branch on the from a tree that's been hanging over, and they're hanging on to that branch, and they're scared, and they won't let go. And they're in fear, and they want to control, so they're just hanging on, yet wondering why life doesn't seem to bring them the prosperity and abundance that they deserve. And then there's that one last classification of the person who has, in their infinite wisdom, has decided that they don't want to do the river at all. And they've built a dam so that they can be safe from life. And you know what's happened behind that dam, as it does with water? It becomes stagnant. It becomes poison. It doesn't do anything. It just sits there. Sometimes it dries up. Sometimes it gets full of mosquitoes. It just sits there, unable to move in the currency of life. And then there are the walls in our hearts that we have built to protect ourselves become the very walls that keep us from the prosperity and love and abundance that we all desire in our lives. And so today I'm asking you, which one of these people are you? Which one of these examples fit that old statement, if the shoe fits, wear it? There's no right or wrong here, folks. There's no right or wrong here. The thing I like about the Heart Companion and the iConnect is that if we're going to let go and take life on life's terms, at least we have a tool with us that brings us that sense of security, that sense of energy and love that we infuse it with. And it goes with us. I'm constantly being reminded that I have it on by people who see it. Oh, what's that? That's beautiful. Which is something I'm going to ask Gregory to do for me, is how do we explain what it is? I just say it's love. But they don't get that. The people out in the real world are going, I mean, this guy's smoking. So anyway, where are you in life? This class is only as good as you participate in it. The tools only work as well as you're willing to infuse them and encourage them and embrace them and play with them in your life. I got an email from someone who said, Daniel, I bought $4,000 in products over the last year, and I'm still stuck. So I sent her back in an email. I said, quit taking classes. It's not working. What this class is about is the integration of the knowledge that we're giving you with the integration of the use of the tools that Gregory and Gail have spent their lifetime putting together for you. And if you choose to work it, it will work. But it's not designed to be a tool to blame. It's not a tool to use to say, oh, well, the devil made me do it. It's not that way. It is an opportunity for you to recognize that this statement, along with tomorrow's, is an opportunity to say, you know what, I think I've been one of those people that Daniel just described, and I don't want to play that game anymore. This is what I love about life. At the moment that you make a decision, indecision is the killer of all dreams. But the moment that you make a decision that you are going to do something different than you've ever done, you're going to act contrary to the way that you live life, your life will change instantly. Not over time. I think the level of success that we have is in direct proportion to our willingness to let go of the branch, to jump on the tube, to be able to say, woohoo, water's getting rough, let's ride this puppy, rather than get into fear, doubt, and disbelief. And so that's what this statement's all about today. And so for those of you that are experiencing some tension, some anxiety, that's all self-made. I call it human self-inflicted emotions. If you look at your life today and you're honest and you recognize in all of the things that you say don't go well for you, whether it be relationships, money, health, the one thing that you can honestly say, if you choose to, is that you are the common denominator in every one of those experiences. And if that's true, and it is, then it's us individually, you individually, that can decide to let go of the branch, break out the dams, get into the flow, get into the awareness, feel fulfilled, and really see things happen. We're almost halfway through the class. It's your choice to change it now, do the work, do the affirmations, do the morning thing, get into the meditation, use the iConnect, the Heart Companion, and if you don't know, folks, ask questions. All right? Beautiful stuff. I'm going to hand it to Gregory.
Thank you, Daniel. I'm going to be talking about the river, too. It's, something I've jumped into before and learned a lot from. You know, it's like that's what all this is about, these metaphors and things. It's giving us an opportunity to see things in our life in a little different way and hopefully discover more and more ahas, because everything is teaching us. Constantly, you know, everything is supporting us. And in this statement, I was paying attention to the fact that it has the word aware in there four times, and it's talking about becoming aware and being aware. I am now aware. So that's what I just finished talking about, you know, becoming aware of who we are and how life works. Through the metaphors, through understanding, oh, life is telling me, life is giving me feedback all the time on what's working and what isn't working. And the nice thing about the Heart Companion for me has always been that it's allowed me to move to a higher space, and I feel comfortable in that space. And then I can watch my life with a little more clarity and a little less involvement. You know, we're so good at telling young kids how to run their lives, but if someone tells us, oh, you know, you do this, and we say, wait a minute, you don't talk to me like that. We take things so personally. We don't like to be told. And yet, now here we are. People are signing up for a class where we're sharing things with them. So hopefully it's opening up. Flow is another key understanding to be aware of. And then to be in. So aware of, and now I am in the flow. So flow, it's difficult to become aware of sometimes and catch. But when you have it, you know it. And the story I wanted to share was a time when I was canoeing with a lot of friends, and we had life preservers on because we were wading into the middle of the river during one of our camping evenings, and we were going to jump into the middle of the river and just float down. But as we waded through the water, it made a lot of noise, and it was difficult because the water was forcing against us, and there was uneven footing. You know, you couldn't see the rocks underneath, and so all of us were actually hanging on to the hands of others because it gave us more strength to form a line where we could get out into the middle of the river without getting knocked over. So if someone slipped, he had a person on both sides of them hanging on to them. And so, you know, I'm telling you all this stuff because, I mean, these are metaphors to look for in even the help we're getting now in these classes. We can't always see what's underneath the water and what's going on. And there's a lot of force in life. We get carried down through things almost as a victim, like we aren't in charge of what's going on in our life. But when you get into the flow, something happens. And that's what happened for each of us. We finally got to the middle of the river, and it was very loud. I mean, the water rushing by. But the first thing that I noticed is when I let go of everyone's hands and just relaxed into the water, it got totally quiet because the force was no longer there. We were with the flow. We were with the force. And the silence and the movement, everything disappeared, and we got into the moment, and it was such an incredible experience. And, you know, we do the same thing in life. It works better with friends and the support of teachers. It can, to get into the flow, it can take some effort and focus. Intent is always a good word to use because you want to know where you're going to be going in this flow. But then, like the force of the current in this metaphor, once you're there, and the distractions and forces that tried to slow you down and take you off course totally disappear, and you're in that space of flowing with it. And life becomes a delicious experience of effortlessness. It really is something that we don't have to put as much energy and time into working out as just into being with it. And then it becomes so much more fun. You take care of what comes up in front of you, and life just keeps flowing. And you flow with it. And you don't have to figure out what's going to happen next because you're moving, and so things are going to be changing, and you just go with it. And you flow around the obstacles. You know, the river's got it all figured out. Wherever there are rocks and things, it's found a way to go around them, and you go with it. And if you're in a tube, when you come across one of these obstacles, the neat thing about our inner tube, it just rolls right around it, and you keep right on going down the river. Now, working with your heart companion, you focus on being present. That's the most important part of being with the flow. And then you're present with all of your tasks during the day. Look at them from a higher place. Allow experiences to float through you. Allow it to come in. Allow things to go out. As Daniel was saying the other day, one of the most important ways to dissolve a problem is just to acknowledge it. Not with any emotion, not with any kind of agenda, but just say, oh, I'm upset about this. You allow these experiences to float through you, and you look for the kernel of love in every occurrence, in every experience, because that's source speaking to you. That's the God source within. That's the reason for that experience. If you don't see it, let it flow. You'll have plenty of chances to see it again and again until you finally recognize it. That's the way universe works. Life is an adventure. It's an incredible opportunity to discover and to share with others. So watch for the serendipity, the amazing coincidences that let you know you are not alone. because spirit is recognizing you when you have these coincidences. That's being in the flow. That's God tapping you on the shoulder saying, I'm playing with you. This is happening because we're in this together. This is happening because we're all connected. And you're recognizing it. When you recognize these things happening in your life, you know you're in the flow. Keep flowing. You see, sometimes people used to get into the space of, oh, this is too good to be true. And consequently, it stops being true. Or this is too good to last. You know, we want to get out and go down. We don't have to. We don't have to play those games anymore. This can last forever. It is the rest of your life. You can be in that flow because you keep recognizing the points where God's touching you on the shoulder, showing you you're in the flow, you're connected. Even when you think you're not, you'll see something to go, oh, I really am in the flow. It just didn't feel so flowing at the moment, but now I see there's a purpose for what I'm going through. So give into it. Recognize it. You know, when you see the clock flashing the special numbers, a friend showing up just at the right time in the right place, you're in the flow. And it never has to be otherwise. Expect that your life is magical and connected, and it will always be so. I remember getting, people caught in ego, as I said, where they want to get out of it. Don't go into that space. And it's your choice, always. You have a choice, and pull back at every situation and look for your choice. I wanted to complete with another story that says, really, it's okay to ask for help in this too. Ask for help with your experience. Ask for help to jump in to the flow, not just from your friends and teachers, but from spirit, from source. It was a very important lesson for me a number of years ago. And what happened in the early 2000s, I had just been working for a couple of years on putting together the ePendant. This is the predecessor to the iConnect. And I had been working on this so long, and it was such a metaphysical, mental thing. I had no physical thing yet. I was making stuff, figuring stuff out, but it was getting to a point where I was starting to get concerned that it was getting so woo-woo, I had no connection to reality. So I said to my guidance, this is pushing me too far. I need something physical. I need to see, if you guys are telling me all this stuff and it's real, right now, and by that I meant at that moment I was back in the trees skiing all by myself, and I said, I want to see something physical right now, manifested, if you're for real and this is all for real. I skied over the next bump in the snow, and there was something lying down in the snow that I picked up, and it was a flask full of peppermint schnapps. And the fun thing was, when I turned it over, here was a plaque on the front, and engraved on that, it said Greg. So I kind of went, okay, I'll take that as a physical manifestation. And it kept me going for years after that. I didn't ask for other things. I didn't go out and buy a lottery ticket and try to prove God again and again. It's like you take those small proofs and apply it to your life as you are supposed to be playing life. By that I mean, for me, I know I'm here to be of service in creating these tools and bringing them to people. And I'm not going to divert from that focus. And I'm not going to test God. I'm not going to play a shell game and try to prove or disprove. When I put it out that plainly and I get an answer, I take that as, now I'm on to my next step. Now I'm going to be doing what it is I'm here to do, which at the bottom of everything is just to be in love and share that love and receive it from all of you. Thank you.
All right. Boy, I need those kind of guides that show up with schnapps. That's
peppermint.
Awesome. I'm like, man, I'm definitely talking to the right guy, the wrong guys.
And it was a silver flask, too.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I love that. And Gregory said something that was very important, and I want to touch on that at the end. But you know what? We had some questions. If you have a question about anything that we've talked about today or anything else, please feel free to hit star 2 if you're on the phone. And if you're on the web, write us a note. I'm going to go over there were a couple questions yesterday. I'm going to handle one, and then I'm going to give one over to Gregory and Gail because it's more up their alley. But let's see here. Raina writes, and I think I have this all here. It says, Friday night I had an accident while trying to make a right turn in my car and was pretty shaken up. I kept thinking, was I not present enough? Why did I have this accident? What is your take on accidents? I felt as if it had been my fault for not being present enough. And I'll, again, we'll allow Gregory and Gail to give their perspective, but the you kind of answered your question, Raina, in the actual question. A couple of things that you said, trying to make a right turn, I'm not sure what that means, but it doesn't sound like it was the right place to do that. But more importantly is if we have to ask ourselves, am I being present, that answers your question. If you're present, that question doesn't come up. If you're in the moment, then you are aware you are in the moment. And so I don't know that accident, you know, I tend to believe that, you know, as it relates to accidents or anything that happens in life, that life doesn't happen to us. Life happens for us. And if you want to take that I wasn't being present, maybe that was a sign for you to be present. And maybe you weren't present. I don't know. That's only something you can answer. There's no judgment about whether you were or were not. But if you have to ask, it's kind of the same thing, am I in love? Wow, you have to ask. You either are or you aren't. If you feel it, then you are. And so just kind of look at it that way, and don't beat yourself up, folks. Raina, don't beat yourself up over it. It is what it is. You got in an accident, and it's not always about why did God do this or why did Source do this. It's just life. It's just part of going down the river, being in the flow. It happened. You're safe. And you know, what we need to do is take these types of awakenings or opportunities to be present and look for the way that it may have been given us some sort of message. And that's kind of my take on that. What about you guys?
Well, I'd like to answer on this one. There's a couple of things. One is, and you started touching on this, Daniel, we tend to be so hard on ourselves. We always want to get it right. And we forget that mistakes are our greatest opportunity. That's how we evolve ourselves. That's how we move into becoming more successful, because we've learned. So I know, I mean, it shakes you up when you have an accident and there's damage and there's all kinds of effects. However, you know, it's really important to be compassionate with yourself. And I just get that sense that that is part of the big message for you. Just truly be compassionate with yourself. And the other part of this that I want to bring up is the word try. If you try to do that, you're not doing it. You're not committed to it. It's like if I tell you, try to pick up that pencil, well, you know, you could go over and you can make effort to see whether or not you could pick up the pencil. And the energy is very different if I say to you, would you please go pick up that pencil? You'll go over and you'll pick up the pencil, and you're not going to have any of this other mind chatter that's going on. You're not trying. You're in it. And that is part of presence. However, it's also a whole nother posture of being, of really letting yourself be in the flow, like what we were talking about today, letting yourself go, and also making sure that you're not judging yourself. It's not that big of a deal. We're all going to have accidents. We're all going to mess up. It's not fun. That's okay. I bet that there's some really amazing learnings that you're getting from that experience that has very, very significant value. So I just really want to encourage you to focus on that, which will help you be more into that place of just releasing yourself into the flow, into the being, and into doing as opposed to trying to do.
Good stuff. I like that. Got a question for you, Gregory. I know this is right up your alley.
That means you didn't like it, huh? Okay.
No, this question is something that you wouldn't know how to answer. It's from Jackie.
Okay.
How do I know that I have activated my iConnect or Heart Companion, and can you explain a little bit about the toroidal flow?
Okay. Something that was kind of being said by Gail a little bit ago is we are so hard on ourselves. Are we doing it right? Are we doing it wrong? When you're working with tools like these, which are energetic, which are higher connection, it's like so much of you that you aren't even aware of is coming to play and coming to focus that you're doing okay. You can't really do it inappropriately or wrong. So do you know if you've activated it? It's a continuing process. The other day, someone was sharing how she didn't feel something the first day. The second day, she came back, and all of a sudden, it seemed alive. And then she seemed to feel it. It's like, what changed? It was just being present with it for a while, using it in the way where you put your hand on it and ask for support from your higher self, ask for a higher perspective. All of this is activating more and more and more. The more you interact with it, the more you are activating it. The more conscious you are in all the things you're doing and working with this as a tool, the more it's being activated. I mean, there's no right or wrong way for any of us. It's just doing it. And the toroidal flow, this is the way energy moves through everything. It's like a donut. So it goes down through the center and comes out the other side and wraps around again. It's the way the energy moves through your body, sometimes from the head down to the feet and out, sometimes from the feet up toward the head and out. Each one of your chakras, the energy moves like that. Through the planet itself, that's the way the energy moves. And we see it when they show the magnetic flow. And so it is with the sun, our solar system, our entire galaxy. There is such a strong flow through our galaxy that scientists will point to the center of that flow and call it a black hole because it absorbs so much energy. At other times, at the center of galaxies, black holes can be understood as white holes because they're putting so much energy out. And so when you look at the way energy flows in every part of our reality, it flows in this way. As the energy moves through the center, it spirals through. And that's why all energy moves in spirals. And when you look at a spiral in a 2D way from the side, what you see is a wave, and we call the whole electromagnetic spectrum of energy, we look at it as waves, but these aren't two-dimensional waves, they are three-dimensional spirals, and they aren't just spirals going from one place to another without being connected, they connect back into themselves, and that's the toroidal flow, and it's the way every single atom of your existence and everything around you operates. Because what we call electrons are probability fields of energy. And energy is moving in a toroidal way, bringing energy in from the higher dimensions and taking energy out to the higher dimensions. So we, as human beings, are constantly supported by this type of energy flow and connected to the higher aspects of ourselves through these vortexes, these toroidal flows. So hopefully that made sense.
Yeah, and you have a graphic you can send out to them, right? Maybe we could put it on the link so they can go look at it.
Yes, I'll do that.
Yeah, I have a number of graphics. That would be fun.
Yeah, well, let's do that, and that'll give them an idea of what you were saying for those that are more visual. There was a question or a comment made from Daryl in Ontario, Canada. I've often linked my life to being simply a leaf floating on top of a river, which really keeps my sense of importance in the grand scheme of things is a very healthy state. I like that. I also like the inner two metaphor as well. Thank you for that. He also comments about his three rear-end collisions over time. He says, I like to think it was simply the universe propelling me forward. So it's all, again, and how you choose to see it. Thank you, Daryl, for sharing that with us. Anybody on the phone want to share? Star 2? All right. This is from New York City. Quincy?
Yeah. I just have this is a question. The activation page isn't working for me anymore.
Okay. Which page is the activation page? Is that, Gail?
You know where it goes for the iConnect and so forth, the activations?
Yeah.
It goes 1-8, and then it stops.
Yeah. No, you're talking about not for the class. You're talking about the activations for the companion and the iConnect, right?
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah.
Okay, I will send out the links to everyone.
Okay.
I made a change on the URL. I shortened it, and that messed up some people. So I apologize. I'll send out to you.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you. All right, we have another question from Cindy in Minnesota. Good morning.
Good morning. My question, I don't really have a question. I just wanted to share that I found a penny yesterday when I was sort of tripping over a curb, and there was a penny on the ground there.
The penny grew arms and tripped you?
Okay, the universe is showing me a penny. Okay, I get it. And then, and then my husband and I went out to eat after breakfast, after church, for breakfast brunch, and we've gone there for like 6 years or something. And all of a sudden, the waitress came over and said, well, we've decided not to charge you for today. And I'm like, what? Everything was great. We weren't complaining. You know, sometimes you get something free because you disliked what it was.
Right,
because
you complained, yeah. Uh-huh.
Right, right. And I said, it was great. She says, yeah, no, but they just said, you know, they're here all the time. We should give them a break today. So we didn't have to pay for anything that we ordered.
Isn't that wonderful? And that is a gift.
Isn't that
is a gift. Yeah, and so speaking of yesterday, you know, folks, I don't know what your experience has been with being present and finding coins. I mean, obviously, Cindy, it's kind of funny because I can see a cartoon with his pennies grabbing your leg and you're going, I'm here, you know. But yesterday, my son and I, we always play the penny game, and so it's always a game for us to see who finds the first one. And, of course, I found the first one yesterday. At the end of the day, he had found 22 cents. And I had found 12. He found two dimes and two pennies. I found a dime and two pennies. And so it looked like for that day he had won. But I decided at the very end of the evening I was going to go to a meeting. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to walk today. It's not that far. And it was nice and crisp, the air. So I went. And when I came back, I said, I won. And he goes, what did you find? I said, a watch. I don't know how it ended up where it was, but I found a watch that he's wearing today. So anyway, abundance, 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 folks. Just be aware. It's all there. So thank you for sharing, Cindy.
Yeah.
All right, anybody else before we go? Let me go to the web here real quick. I don't want to miss somebody today. All right. I want to end with something that Gregory said that I think is so important. You know, and that is, you know, when we get into this tit for tat with Source, that, well, show me or I won't believe you, or, whatever it may be, you know, or it doesn't seem to work that way. And I love what he said is he did ask for a sign. He did get it. And I just love it, you know, they give him a silver flask and say, here, have a drink on me. And
with
I love
my name
it.
On it.
Yeah, with your name on it, I know. That's just a beautiful, beautiful story. And so I have read this poem before, and I'm going to read it again because it's so perfect for today, and that every single one of you are being blessed every single moment of every day, even the car accident. And it's all on how we choose to see it. It's all on how we choose to recognize that life happens for us, not to us. This is poem is anonymous. I don't know who wrote it. It's called A Meadowlark Sang. A child whispered, "God, speak to me." And a meadowlark sang. But the child did not hear. So the child yelled, "God, speak to me." And the thunder roared across the sky, but the child did not listen. The child looked around and said, "God, let me see you." And a star shone brightly, but the child did not notice. The child shouted, "God, show me a miracle." And a life was born, but the child did not know. So the child cried in despair, "Touch me, source, touch me, and let me know you're here." Whereupon God reached down and touched the child. But the child brushed away the butterfly and walked away unknowingly. Take time to listen. Oftentimes the things that we seek are right underneath our noses. So don't miss out on your blessing today because it's not packaged the way that you expect it. As always, we love you. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Namaste.
Namaste. We love you.
We love you.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.